Saw Parasite last night. Have you
Oh,
seen it yet?
man. I haven't.
I
I haven't heard
see
anything
it.
about it.
I won't tell
I
you
heard it's
anything.
amazing.
I
I
won't
heard
tell
it's
you
good.
anything. Anybody listen to this, go see fucking Parasite. It is so good.
Is it really?
I don't know if it's definitely supposed to be fun. It's got to be fun. It's just jarring. The whole thing is like, what the fuck? What the fuck? It's so funny. You're going to, the whole time I was watching, I was like, Matt will love this movie.
I can't wait, dude.
Like,
how did you hear about it? Did you,
Parasite?
Yeah.
I'd seen the preview and shit.
Oh, really?
But even the preview, I wasn't sure what the fuck it was about. If you watch the trailer, you still have no idea.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
It's awesome.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. I think Blizz told me about this, too, and I have to go see that.
Let me just tell you that the dad in this movie is the coolest motherfucker ever.
Yes.
I'm going to give you the opening scene. That's
Please,
all.
Give it to me.
That's all.
All
give
right.
it to
me. No,
I'm
all
not going
right.
to ruin it, I promise.
All right.
So it's this dad and his two kids and his wife. They live in this shitty house in Korea. They're poor. And the way they're making money in the beginning is folding pizza boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this just a pizza store drops off like 1,000 boxes for them to fold. And the dad puts a YouTube video on of how to like fold boxes fastest,
just,
like the record.
Them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He watches the world record holder for pizza boxes and is like, I can do this. And just folds them as fast as he can the whole time. And then when they come to pick up the boxes, they're like, one in four of these is totally useless. They look back at the dad's like, he's so ashamed. Yeah. And then his son comes up with like shitty plans, and every time he does, the dad's like, you are awesome. Like, the dad like loves his son for being a piece of shit. He's like, you're going to save this family with your awesome plans.
Oh,
it's
my
fucking
God,
sick.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. That's all I'll say.
That's an awesome beginning, too.
The beginning. So, and then while they're making the boxes, somebody comes around to fumigate the slum that they live in. So there's just a dude outside just spraying chemicals everywhere, and their window's open, and the dad's like, leave it open. We get a free extermination with this. So then they're in like a cloud of fucking pesticide. Like,
and they're folding pizza boxes.
Yeah.
Is it in Korean?
Yeah. You got to read, but it's good.
That's awesome.
But also what's funny is they all occasionally throw in like English. They speak English.
Yeah.
Every once in a while they'll give like a, like, you are nice. Like, with, like, while they're, da, 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 you are okay. Da, da, da. It's
I love
great.
That. I've,
it's
dude,
great.
I like subtitle movies, man. I like to
Me
read
too.
The thing while I'm watching it.
So that's fun.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Parasite. So, that's Once cool Upon a Time in Hollywood, we were talking about it. Yeah.
I was just telling, I think, no, I was
Have
telling
you seen
Tommy
it?
About it.
You told me about it before. You said it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's great.
So funny.
It's great. And Brad Pitt is the fucking man.
He's good
in
it.
Yeah.
I was just having a conversation with somebody about who's the best comedic and serious actor. I was like, I think Brad, like Tom Hanks is up there. He can be funny. Brad Pitt.
Could be.
He's very fucking funny. Burn After Reading.
Didn't see that.
Yeah.
He's hilarious in.
That dude, a dude from Arrested Development, whatever his name is. What's
Bateman?
It? Yeah,
he's
up
good.
There. He's up
yeah,
there.
When he did, whatchamacallit?
Ozark.
Ozarks, that was like, I kind of laughed at him the whole time because he was such a fucking dick.
Dude,
he was good.
They got another movie. He's got a series coming out on HBO.
Yeah,
the
where
Outsider.
He's like a, yeah.
It looks
be awesome.
Fucking awesome. Yeah.
What is it?
The Outsider.
I claimed Sandler, though. I think Adam Sandler. Ooh.
Spanglish? He was good in Spanglish,
like Rain
dude.
Over Me, and now he's got that new one coming up, Uncut Gems or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's
going
to be awesome.
I liked him in Spanglish, dude.
Yeah, he's good. He's good in serious
I
movies.
What about Carrie?
I like Spanglish, too.
What?
About Carrie.
What?
JC. Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. That's a fair pick. Here we go.
Hey,
this
now
is
we're
podcasting.
Cooking. Now we're fucking.
Now we're podcasting.
Now we're xenophiles, dude.
See, is this what they wanted from us? Is this the type of podcast that that everyone wanted?
Yeah. Like,
and on this episode, they discuss which actors are best at drama and comedy. Nah, dude, fuck that.
I watched, what the fuck's the movie you told me to watch? Parasite last night.
Sick, right?
Great movie.
I knew you'd love it, dude.
Great.
Trump Daddy hated on it.
What was this? Oh, they made fun of Kim Jong-un, of course.
True.
That was, they threw fucking shots at Kim Jong-un.
If you were South Korean, you would fucking hate North Korea.
Dude, first of all, that's embarrassing.
It's just a guy with nukes pointed at you all day, every day.
Well, it's also embarrassing to be the dictator of half of a country. If you're like the supreme lord, how can't you conquer the other half of your country? I was watching that like, dude, that's got to chap his fucking ass. Like, they're like, well, what about South Korea? He's like, well, fuck them. We'll get that. Don't worry.
We'll get him back. Don't worry.
We're going to get
give
that.
Give me a minute. God damn it. Give me a minute.
Like, South Korea just rules. yeah. compared. Like you're like lording over a third world country. Dude, they have like a literal. Somehow they've just kept this weird monarchy. To where
what,
like
North Korea?
Yeah, like and everyone's just like, all right, I guess.
Well, it's fucking, not really somehow.
Yeah, true.
I'll tell you how.
He's top shotta.
Yeah.
He's been lighting people up.
He's a rude boy.
He's a rude boy, dude. But
he's
it's
a big time rude boy.
It's also like, that must be so weird. Like, they literally shit on him in that movie.
Yeah.
They start mocking him and fucking with him. And it, dude, he, you know he watched it. He probably has it, a fire stick. He probably has the only fire stick in Korea. And was like, huh? He probably saw that and just angled the missiles. And was like, dude, fuck this angle.
Oh, that was, yeah.
All
dude,
day long.
You should have seen Trump Daddy talking shit on Parasite, though.
What was he saying?
He was just like, you know, he's giving a speech in like Colorado or something. He's like, the movies today, they're giving an award to a different country. They're not even from here. Like shit like that.
Oh, they didn't put America first, I guess.
Yeah, that's what he was pissed about.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, actually.
That movie ruled.
That movie is so fucking good.
Yeah.
I'm with him, though. That's bullshit, dude.
You don't like it.
Dude, we can't have our movie awards leaving this country.
But yeah, we can't. We're losing too many jobs, dude.
Yeah, movie. We can't lose art house films, dude.
We need movies to be made in America.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Amazon for my money back.
True.
That's obviously Bezos, dude, and the yeah. fucking
his oh, personal I read a thing newspaper. About it. You know the rock that was the kid got? It was you know how I didn't even think about it when I watched it. Like when it was floating.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, so the rock's hollow and is empty.
When does it float?
When the house flooded.
Oh,
remember? That's how he survived getting fucking cracked in the head. Because the rock was just a piece of shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then wasn't it underwater at the end, though?
No, it was floating, like, on the surface.
Oh, it's hollow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
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 That's
like,
awesome.
Just like the dream of upward mobility. It's fake and hollow.
Yeah, North
They were kind of, there was some glaring fucking, you know, how the classism that Parasite was taking on.
Yeah, they're
the
also,
metaphors were like pretty clear. It's like they're in the basement, they're trying to come up,
yeah.
shit like that.
But they could have done it if they weren't idiots.
Yeah,
they chilled and like not pigged out and got drunk in the house. That dude, that might be the best sex scene I've ever seen in a movie.
Oh,
where he just
yeah,
fingers
dude.
Her in pajamas
oh.
and gets a hand job on the couch while his son,
oh.
while his son's in a teepee.
Oh, speaking of, did you watch The Irishman?
No, I
Bro.
Refuse.
Did I tell you why? Did I talk to you about that?
De Niro, why the fuck
De Niro's CGI face?
What is that?
It's the dumbest fucking... Look,
I saw the preview.
I think the movie's pretty good. I liked the movie.
I refuse to watch it.
The first half is so hard to watch because it's De Niro with a CGI face with like blue eyes. He has like
yeah.
blue eye contacts or something crazy. He looks like Stevie. Dude, he's got like a weird fake. He looks like Stevie at the end of Eastbound when he's like, I'm going to kill myself. My dick doesn't work. But there's a scene. He looks exactly like Stevie in that. They also fucking didn't CGI his body. So he's going through all these, like, he's, like, beating people up with, like, an old man body. It's the dumbest looking fucking thing in the world.
So it's like, you know, they do Beowulf and they, like, CGI
yes.
a fucking, they
yes.
CGI.
He has, like, a PS2 face. Just his old body. His old body. It makes no sense.
Did you see any of those interviews between him and Pacino where it's, like, GQ, epic conversation?
No.
It's just them in, like, an all-white room, like, sitting there. It's like that... It's just the shit that big companies churn out.
Yeah.
Then like, what's like the most epic movie you ever did? And it's funny because right away, Pacino talks about how they used to do plays, how they both grew up in like Greenwich Village.
Yeah.
How they're like theater dorks
yeah.
pretending to be mobsters. But Pacino is just like pretty comfortable. Like, oh, he used to do plays and like,
yeah.
like open mics. But you would do like, they would do like a play would run, like a one act play.
Ugh.
And then you would do like 10 of them a week, get a little bit of money. De Niro the whole time's quiet, kind of being like, yo, bro, chill. Dude,
that's because De Niro, dude, he's stuck in the bit.
He is.
He's trapped in the bit
Pacino's
of like, I'm actually
like,
a tough guy.
I'm
dude,
a
remember
ass.
His fucking Trump video?
Yeah.
He's like, I beat you up, you're a dog. You think you're a tough guy? You think you're tough?
It's like, dude.
It's like, dude, do you think you're tough? Shut the fuck up. Trump would rain on you, bro. Trump's thick, dude.
I mean, I would be willing to bet Trump would beat up Robert De Niro.
Trump would probably... Yeah, dude.
I think he would
hands on him.
It'd be a good fight either way.
I don't think it would be that good.
Do you think Trump would fuck him up?
I think, dude, wait till you see De Niro's body.
I saw
when
him
he's
sitting
walking around in the fucking show. It's like, damn, dude.
Pacino looks like a fraggle.
Pacino's like fucking. I saw him in the thing. He looks like a fucking psycho. He's chilling. He's living his life. De Niro's still like doing like his whole like he's like Gaylord Falker's dad still.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, ooh, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah,
the interview was so bad. And then Brittany showed me the preview, and I was like, why does Robert De Niro have blue eyes? And I was like, he's supposed to be fucking Irish. I'm like,
yeah.
All the people they could have gotten,
bro.
I was like a black dude when the fucking Egyptian came out. I was like, you fucking see? I was like, okay, I'll give you guys that.
I don't care about that. Like, he could play an Irish. Like, I think he was Irish in Goodfellas. He was. He was Jimmy Connelly. He was an Irish
half.
Yeah, or something. But still, I don't care that. I care that he was playing a fucking 40-year-old.
Yeah.
And they didn't adjust his body. Dude, there's a scene where he stomps a guy.
To be fair, most 40-year-olds are built like that now.
No. No one is. He's like, he walks. It's crazy. At one point, he has to throw guns into a river and, like, step over rocks. It's like, holy shit, dude.
This dude's going to die.
Yeah, and it's like,
he said a stunt double to, like, jog.
I don't know why they didn't. Just put a, if you can do that to his face, just literally, just cast someone else. Just cast somebody young that looks like De Niro.
Anyone, dude.
Yeah. It was wild.
They should have Paul Walker'd, like.
They should have Paul Walker'd.
They should have Paul Walker'd somebody.
They should have Paul Walker'd Paul Walker. They should have just put Paul Walker as younger De Niro for no reason.
That's what I would do if I got mega paid, which is continuously releasing blockbusters with CGI Paul Walker. I would remake great movies like Casablanca. Like, all of us have Paul Walker. Dude. Ghostbusters.
Just real bad deepfakes. Just Paul Walker's face on all these old
things.
Just
an all Paul Walker Ghostbusters cast.
That's sick.
That'd be great.
That's fucking awesome.
That'd be so
sick.
That'd
be a hit.
Dude, that'd
all
be
strictly Paul Walker's. You should just remake Fast and Furious with all Paul Walker's. Every single character. The crowd cheering.
Just Paul Walker giving himself dap the entire time. Like being John Malcolm.
Tight ride, dude.
I'm going to do being Paul Walker. Instead of being John Malkovich, yeah. Like, Paul Walker, Paul Walker, Paul Walker.
How good is Succession?
Oh my God, it's the best.
It's so fucking
I have a new
good.
Episode locked up right now. I'm going to go home.
Watch it last
tell
night.
The bay to take a load off.
You are going to fucking love it.
Yes.
It's so good. The last episode is so good.
Dude, the whole idea of the show, them controlling the news and all
they
this
play
shit.
Play a game called Boar on the Floor. That's all I'm going to say. Fuck. It's so funny to watch. It's so funny.
I'm loving Kendall right now.
Kendall's the man, dude.
Loving him.
I
dude.
Love Kendall.
He's a killer right
Wait,
now, dude.
Wait, did you see.
I saw the Cloak and Dagger.
Okay.
Sorry about the Cloak and Dagger. Dude.
With Voucher?
Valter, yeah. Valter, I think that's supposed to be BuzzFeed.
How good was
that? That's supposed to be BuzzFeed, by the way.
How good was that when he goes in and he's just like, yeah, you're all fired. You have 15 minutes. Bro. Like,
Spoiler alert.
When the dude spits
Late
in his
spoiler
face.
Spoiler alert.
When the dude
oh,
spits
God,
in his face,
dude.
He's like, that's all you got?
That's all you got? Like, yo, he's a machine, dude. I'm loving him right now.
Why'd you do that? Because my daddy told me to.
Yo, he's fucking awesome.
Yes, he is.
He's like, you bought me Street Coke?
Dude.
He's like, what, are you going to return it?
That guy's, yes. He made it. I was cheering for him the whole time. I was cheering for him in season one when he went for that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Still cheering for him, dude. I'm like, I think this season's going to be about the daughter more.
Yeah.
She's in the thing, but I'm like, fucking old Kendall.
I do not like that Polly relationship.
They have, neither does the fucking character. She's a fat ass, bro.
Yeah, she's leaning on that one scene.
Yeah, man.
I know the exact scene.
Dude, I saw that season one. I was like, you know what's funny? My girlfriend has like a, she's on constant radar of like fat ass white chicks, dude. She's like, she has a fat ass. And I'm like, you think? She's like, wait. I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, she watched like the Sex and the City.
She's got solid pogdar.
Oh, yeah. Her pogdar is very, like, dude, it's like, she'll catch him that. I'm like, how the fuck did you know?
She's got the pogdar of
dude,
a 50-year-old African-American.
Yeah, dude. The Carrie Diaries.
Hey.
Yeah, she's got like a fucking Jamaican cab driver fucking pogdar, dude. She sees fat asses from so far.
Damn.
It's pretty awesome.
Damn. That just reminds me of that Thicker Than a Bowl of Oatmeal.
Thicker Than a Bowl of Oatmeal?
You ever see that?
No.
It's one of the funniest pogdar clips ever. Dude, this guy's pogdar. So he gets arrested and the lawyer is reading what he said to the I think it was an undercover female police officer that arrested him. And he was like, girl, you thicker than a bowl of oatmeal. And then it's like the camera pans out to him and he's like, and he's getting interviewed from the jail cell. He's like, yo, that ass was fat.
Oh my
so
God.
Good. It's funny. This isn't a great take, but do you think that's how like they thought about racism? They're like, it's not racist. That's black people working. like, that just is that.
I was actually, there was a movie going on in the house yesterday. It was one of those like black people working for very little bits of money and getting little respect movies.
Yeah.
I like walked downstairs and was like the two of them watching it. And I was like, I'm gonna go take a nap.
Yeah.
Those movies, dude, they have to. They gotta stop making them, dude.
They've run their course, dude.
Yeah.
After Madea went to the moon, they should have stopped making them.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have. They've chilled out on them.
They did slow down a little.
This summer, black people working this for summer. Minimum wage and people being mean.
White people yelling at black people. The black people responding totally rationally.
I saw Taraji P. Henson just kind of like being like, and I was like, I'm going upstairs. I don't know what this movie is.
That's the last thing you need. I'm you hear one, you're out, dude.
I saw like her just kind of like looking off of the window and leaning out. I was like, I'm out of here. Fuck this.
Nothing good's coming.
I don't want to see Taraji P. Henson being underpaid right now. People being mean to her. But yeah, dude, that's...
Right before the commercial, they're like, what was that?
Hey, you know, I mean, dude, they were...
sit through some commercials to see what it was.
They were talking... The stuff they were talking about, like I can kind of loosely remember it. I wouldn't even bring myself to discuss their talking points because it was such a waste of time.
Yeah.
I got in a bad vortex on the way back of like an everything sucks kind of vortex.
Yeah.
Remember that episode of South Park where he's like, holy fuck, everything. Dude, I was watching it. I was like, because I was going through, I could choose between like whatever channels are on TV to watch. And I was like, there's not a single thing on here. Right. Even the news is like, you could be like, I'm not watching the news. It's like, that might be as bad as watching fucking Gold Rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear to God, dude, there's no, in terms of like.
Sustenance.
Yeah.
Gold Rush is probably better.
Better, I would say,
substance.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Substance, like, yeah. Sustenance.
Sustenance.
Dude, because I'm watching, I was like freaked out, like genuinely freaked out watching the news. I'm like, whoa, people fucking believe this?
I had a freak out when we watched probably the worst piece of shit I've ever seen in my life yesterday.
What?
It's called Six Underground.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Netflix. It's a Michael Bay movie with Ryan Reynolds and like a group of like hot spies. Or some shit. They're like vigilantes. They're hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst fucking movie I've ever seen in my life. It's crazy.
Yeah.
What was this?
It's like a new movie on Netflix. And
the budget was $185 million.
Yes.
Like it's just
absurd.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I mean, some of the violence that's over the top is kind of funny, but it's like Ryan Reynolds keeps doing that snarky thing.
Like in Deadpool?
It's almost the exact same character as Deadpool. Like, he's sitting down with, like, a mob boss in the beginning where he's like, you're going to pay me. And the guy's like, I'm going to kill you. And he's like, well, if you do that, it's going to suck for your face.
It's literally Deadpool.
It's like, oh, my God.
It's the kind of thing where, like, someone will have a gun to his head and they'll be like, I'm going to kill you. And he's like, mom always said I had a thick skull.
Yeah, go, like, stuff
go
like
for
that.
It.
Yeah. Oh, shit, man.
Like, man. Well, I wish you wouldn't. Stuff like that.
Most people.
Oh, gross. Like, some of you will get shot, and I'll be like, oh, gross.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ.
Most people will watch that and be highly entertained.
Yeah, we looked at the reviews. It's not the worst reviewed movie. Yeah, it's so bad, though.
People are like, this is like a new franchise. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrifying because you're like, I'm so far from this.
Yeah.
Of ever thinking of something like this and trying to pitch this to somebody, it's like, it's wall-to-wall garbage. Like, the whole premise is that they're all dead.
Yeah, they all faked their own deaths.
Okay.
And they're all like, one's an ex-spy, one's a doctor, one's a fucking driver, one's a parkour kid from England.
What's up?
So during, it's like a Fast and Furious style, like, we're family. That's the message of the movie, by the way.
Stop.
At the end, he's like, we are family.
Dude, well, I mean, I know Amazon does like original content. I'm sure now they're probably bleeding in with some of these movie scripts. They're probably taking like the research from like these huge AI things and just kind of putting them in scripts, because you can now write a movie as a business thing, being like, this is what people are talking about. This is what people.
It does really feel like a computer wrote this movie.
That's what I'm saying, 100%. Dude. I would think that people are starting to mess around with that, like AI generated scripts. Off like all of the little things that people tend to respond to.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because that's who definitely put this together. It was it was fucking insane. I mean, product placement in it was crazy. Like, there's like in the movie, there's like they try to overthrow this Middle Eastern dictator.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a one scene that makes, in hindsight, even during it, I was like, what? Why is this happening? They like fake like they're with the Red Cross at this what's supposed to be Syria.
Yeah.
And there's a gas attack by the government that, like, kills everybody.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to him in a casino. In a like, there's no point for that scene.
There was no
espionage. There was nothing.
There was a lot of times where you'd be 10 minutes into a flashback and find out that it's a flashback.
Damn, sounds like a fucking sick writer.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's a sick move in writing. But, oh, wait, it was just a dream.
except it wasn't even supposed to be like a twist that it was a dream. It wasn't like a twist.
Yeah,
it was just
saying,
like impossible to follow this. And Mekki was like timing the shot. The shots were 1 second long. It was just clips of shit the whole movie. They never kept on the same scene for more than 2 seconds.
Yeah, it was
just cut to like a fucking helicopter flying a fucking jet. It just sucked.
Well, that's also weird too, because I feel like I'm not saying you guys hate watched it, but that's like a viable.
We hate watched it.
Okay, yeah. So you guys did hate watch
totally.
It.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
That's become a viable form of entertainment. Sure. I mean, dude, did you ever go to the Fighter and the Kid subreddit? It's people hate listening to that podcast just so they can talk shit on it afterwards.
Mm.
The whole entire subreddit is dedicated to hating that podcast. And then people show up to his gigs and they're like, if it's not that like crowded, they'll be like, look how fucking empty it is here. What a fucking loser. And it's like,
ugh.
Yeah, did you see that picture he posted?
What?
Shab at the Borgata?
No.
We're not naming people.
Well, it is. It's about
Fighter and the Kid.
But he's developed like a hate cult around him.
Yeah,
but
that's what happened to ONA.
A hate cult that follows his every move now and reports on it, which is, it's like
people do give him like almost too much shit somehow. Like, I watched like a video of people talking about how like, they're like, his fucking brain is fucked. And it's just like, he just forgets stuff.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, he does 10,000 hours of content a week.
Yeah, that happened to ONA. That happened to every single person on ONA.
Yeah,
like everybody except Patrice. When Patrice died, they were all like, "He was the legend." Before that, they would all call him like a fucking gorilla and crazy shit.
Really?
Yeah, dude. ONA's subreddit was all
nasty motherfuckers.
The meanest people, dude.
That makes sense.
Just they hate Anthony Cumia.
That's funny too, because I'm thinking about like being on job sites and having people blast ONA and just thinking about what lurks in the darkest corners of their minds, and it's probably like fucking nuts.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was interesting. I've been following that subreddit and just watching people kind of, and I'm like, what is this? What is this new form of hate entertainment where you just watch stuff and you're like, dude, no, for sure. But that's slightly different. I mean, I see what you're saying. It's also slightly different because like you kind of have your hat in that ring to where you can be like, I can do this too. And da-da-da. When it's just like consumers of a product who are like,
oh yeah,
and there is always like an element.
We just watched that movie purely out of hate.
Like, which one? Oh yeah,
the Six Underground. Yeah. Like, I was watching it and I was like, this is hurting me.
Yeah,
I kept telling them like, you guys, this is make like physically. I was angry during the movie, the whole movie. I was angry.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, It is upsetting.
Well, I mean, in terms of art, it elicited an emotional response from you guys. Technically, it would be.
Which it wasn't. Dude, it made, like, Fast and Furious is awesome compared to this.
True.
Like, those movies are genuinely good compared to this movie.
Yeah. How did the Mexter know about it?
He didn't. It's like the number one movie on Netflix. It's like their front home screen. It was, dude, again, $185 million to film this. It's Michael Bay.
Dude, it's Transformers.
Is this Netflix original content?
Yes.
There's so much crazy shit where like someone would be like in a pool underwater, like stuck in a pool with like guards walking around, and then the next scene they'd be on the side of a building, like dry as a bone.
That was truly astounding.
It was a British
parkour kid. They sent him in first to the top of the skyscraper. Classic glass infinity pool at the top of the skyscraper. The sniper shot a hole in the side of the glass for him to breathe out of because he was stuck underwater. And then the next scene is him climbing the side of a building totally dry. Never showed him get out of the pool, nothing.
Hmm.
And there was no need for
out of control
any of them to fake their own death. There was no need.
Absolutely no need.
There's absolutely no need for it because they just got fake paperwork.
Yeah.
Which is it.
Well, I sometimes wonder if we're like drowning in a content maze. Just like, I saw this thing, and meanwhile it's like nobody does shit and everyone just sitting around being like, dude, I saw this fucking thing.
Yeah.
I've been really trying to get out of all consuming content online as much as possible.
Yeah.
Just like actually and like trying to do stuff, and it's like so fucking, I've been like putting all my effort into that,
And it is so hard because as soon as I have like a second free, I'm like, I pull up my phone to start mindlessly scrolling at shit.
Yeah.
I'll check like Twitter, Reddit, and then literally go back and forth and like look at my email. And it's, I have to be like, dude, what are you getting out of? Put this down.
It's tough because you want to stay on top of what people are saying on some level.
I know.
Yeah, especially for stand up.
Yeah.
I know, which sucks. Stand up
is almost entirely about content now.
Yeah.
Everybody's act is like, I saw this on Netflix. This is my favorite show. What do you guys think of this show?
That's what I'm saying.
Every act.
That's what I'm saying. We're in like a fucking content ball.
Well, it's also the one thing you know every audience member is going to share with you.
Exactly.
Like everybody has seen whatever's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty wild. If this thing, if shit pops off, I'm just getting in there.
I'm thinking of it like it's like a scary movie. They're in there, like, and all of a sudden they turn and look out the window. You're just standing in a Salt Life shirt, just like meet, meet, meet.
It would be, dude. I got Beezer and O'Connor. You ever see? Did you ever see Us?
No.
The Jordan Peele movie.
Yeah.
Get Out. The one with the ice. Dude, it's called Us. There's a scene where they. Us is actually good. See, that's the thing that sucks. Jordan Peele got all that love for Get Out because everybody was like, white people are actually really bad. Aren't you guys shocked by
that's
this
a fucked
revelation?
Up stereotype that all white people are hypnotists. Get Out perpetuated
it big time, dude.
That's fucked up. I've been fighting that stereotype
and
my whole life.
The best stereotype is every white dude or every white person wants to be black.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, bro, chill.
Well, that's
that.
Kind of a tough question because it's like, you can't say like, no, I don't. Because then they're like, why not? You're like,
yeah, true.
So, I mean, I have to ask myself, if you asked me in seventh grade, that's an automatic yes.
When basketball, and one mixtape was popping off.
Oh,
yes,
my
black,
God, dude.
Black, please.
Yeah, I would just be like, yes. Like when somebody knows
when I was younger, I was like, maybe I should move to the projects when I'm older.
You thought about that?
I genuinely remember thinking about that. Like, just get some cred.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I can see that. There's a lot of
now
people.
I kind of do.
There's a lot of people at Temple that, like, that you would talk to them, like, oh, yeah, you know, I used to live in North Philly for a while. It's like, you rented student housing.
Yeah, I meant young, like, fifth grade.
Oh, I've, dude.
I was thinking about this. I wasn't talking about, like, as in, like, college being, like. But, no, people hit that brag hard.
I did this in college. I moved to a house that was just me and literally two other people on the street. There was, you know, and I was.
Yeah, but you didn't do it for cred.
No, I was just cheap.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I had a fun. Yeah, I know. That's like, yeah, man, fucking, you know how it is around here.
Yeah. I was like, maybe I should just live 8 Mile.
You should have.
I wish I had. Instead, I went instead of B. Rabbit, I went Jimmy Buffett, dude. I ended up going Jimmy Buff.
You know, Jimmy Buff got divorced.
Someone's telling me, first of all, I didn't even shout this kid out. The night I got hammered at Key West,
mm-hmm.
This young boy, last name O'Connor.
Really?
Young boy named O'Connor. Yeah, fucking supple boy, dude. 27,
all the O'Connors, dude.
Hot. Whew, me and him could have had it. He almost took me in the sand.
Really?
I was giving him the fucking, like, wouldn't it be crazy if we, like, kissed or something?
Like the guy who dresses up the bodies and stuff. I wonder if they're just like, you think they're a little bit rougher with the geezers where they're like, push them down. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. What the fuck? Who gives a shit?
What, like puts makeup on them?
Yeah, they're just fucking just like, they fucking shove them. Ugly, they're probably a little rougher with the geezers in a morgue. Probably like slam the
damn, dude, think how they feel about like doing the makeup on like a hot young baby that died. Not a baby, but like a hot young girl.
Yeah.
Creep that does makeup on dead bodies. Just ew, like, yeah, dude. It's very pretty. Very pretty.
I want to start I want Rocky to do one more movie where his like son works in a morgue. And then instead of the fucking, instead of the beef, like half season.
I was telling Beezer he needs to have a son and name him Rocky. So his name's Rocky Six. That was killing me.
That's hilarious.
He laughed so hard, dude. It's my son, Rocky Six. I watched Killing Him Softly last night, and that's how it ends.
What?
Brad Pitt giving a speech about fuck Thomas Jefferson. America is just a business. I'm here to get mine.
What was TJ saying? It wasn't?
No, he was like, Thomas Jefferson was a fraud.
He's a fraud.
Like, he wrote all these really beautiful words that men went and died for, and then he went back and fucked his slave wife. He's a fucking liar, dude. All men are created equal. Please. America's a business, dude.
That's what Brad said.
That's what Brad Pitt said.
Oh, then, dude, obviously.
In the movie. Brad Pitt fucking rules, dude. I support Pitt.
Yeah, that's true. I believe
the only thing that would make me like him more is if he joined the incredible tandem of, you know, Vince Vaughn and Mel Gibson.
Dude, Vince Vaughn,
like, outright, Vince Vaughn and Mel Gibson rule so hard, dude.
I mean, do you think it's ever possible that the people are going to switch their opinion on, like, it's going to, you think 4 years from now, Hollywood will be like, yeah, Trump rules?
No.
Yeah, never.
They're purely in the Democrat. They're Democrats.
True.
They, like, are a part of the political party. It's like their strongest weapon.
It's just like celebrities.
It's That's cool funny, celebrities.
I was thinking about this recently too. How even like the you know, even if you take away like the, you know, Operation Mockingbird and all that stuff, what I really think Hollywood is just sponsored by like Tide and Downey, where it's like they just are like, all right, come on,
yeah, NASCAR,
keep moving, keep
them.
Each
one of those celebrities is NASCAR. They might as well start wearing those sponsors.
It's just to keep our eyes on like a
like
Tide
Tom Hanks
pod.
Should just have a giant Clinton Foundation thing across the back of his suit. Next time he's on the red carpet.
It is funny how
Saudi oil sponsors like China. Zooey Deschanel.
Then I watched Watchmen last night.
Yo, I heard bad things.
It's still like it's totally just black people killing, or like it's like all about that.
What?
It's all about race.
Mm-hmm.
The whole
that's what I've heard.
And then I was like, whoever wrote this is probably a white person. Show enough.
You dug down?
Yeah, just wanted to look it up.
Man
we
or
got
woman.
Some honkies.
Man or woman?
I think a woman is the director and a honky man wrote it. Yeah.
I mean, I respect the hustle.
It's crazy.
If you're just
like, hey, you know that cool superhero comic book? What if we just made it cool black superheroes versus the Klan?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Perfect.
We're going to empower them. Oh, dude. We'll make millions. Sure. White devils.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, it like that whole thing of like people inciting racial disharmony. It's like, why are these companies keep doing this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people are really that into it.
Yeah. They could have done they could have done like a really cool thing about, because in the beginning it opens with Black Wall Street
mm-hmm.
getting attacked. I don't know do you know anything about that?
I've heard about that.
It's like in Tulsa. Started because a black dude got arrested for getting a white lady.
Okay.
Like, and
what, like how?
I don't know.
Getting
maybe,
her? Like,
I think he got her.
Asked her out, she said yes?
It was probably that.
Okay.
It was probably like an Emmett Till, like just a wolf whistle.
Yeah.
But then he was, a bunch of honkies got upset, and I think he almost got lynched or was about to get lynched, and a bunch of black people showed up and just started firing some guns, dude, in Tulsa.
They're like, fuck this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like, you're not just going to lynch someone. So they shot a bunch of honkies.
Damn.
Shot like 10 honkies got shot.
And they're like, we were just kidding.
And then the honkies went wild in Tulsa and just destroyed the city.
What?
And killed like almost 1,000 black people.
Dude.
But they had a plane, dude.
Who had a plane?
The honkies. When they attacked the black neighborhoods.
They attacked with a plane?
They used a plane.
Where the fuck did they get that?
I don't know.
Hold on. So they were there.
They had a plane throwing like bombs onto town. Like,
so there was like a bunch of like greaser type white dudes just chilling there. And they're like, he winked at my girlfriend. You saw it. And like, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, we got to kill him.
And they went and chased these dudes down. So it's like when you're little and you keep throwing rocks at a bee's nest and you get stung. You're like, fuck it. Come on. We're tearing it down.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
So they came back and then we're just like, fuck it. You saw it. They shot us. We got to go now.
Yeah.
They just butt fucked the town.
And then they, yeah. Like women and children.
Jesus.
Yeah,
Christ.
Yeah. Really. So they could have done a really cool documentary about that.
Yeah.
But instead, they just shoehorned that into a comic book.
Into the Watchmen.
Yeah.
So that's the start of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the Watchmen are like
the Watchmen.
Who are going to watch the honkies? Yeah,
yeah. Yes. That's literally the show.
Holy
yeah,
shit!
Yeah. Like we got to keep an eye on these honky devils. Like even the ones you trust are fucking Klansmen.
Fuck.
They like open people's closet and there's like a Klansman robe with like a badge on it because it's the sheriff.
It's like, ah.
It's like, why is he wearing the badge on his Klansman robe? That doesn't
That defeats the robe, kind of.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Yeah.
Like, they have sports numbers, their last names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't know. I don't have a problem with the show. I think the show's okay. I think it could be good. I think it's weird. I kind of like that. But I knew it was honkies behind it. When I was watching, I was like, I guarantee these are whites. Evil, dirty whites.
For sure.